Mark, many congratulations. Must be delighted with that, I'd have thought.
Yeah, very, very pleased. Beginning of the year, it was always main objective was to get promoted. My main objective was to get promoted as champions. We've done the first part, and with a bit of luck, we'll carry off the second part.
Amazing today. We're sitting here now, and it's almost night time. It's pitch black. An amazing finish, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was incredible. Yeah, I'd like to think it was just because my declaration was pinpoint accurate, but no. We had to take the extra half hour. Ended up bowling, I don't know, 11 or 12 overs in the extra half hour, and Sauls took two wickets in the last possible over. And you know, if the weather gods are on our side, it will rain all day as it was supposed to tomorrow as well. So a dramatic finish. Hopefully, all the members and the supporters that stayed to watch it enjoyed it, and we certainly enjoy it tonight.
Well, off the last ball as well. Thought it was the last ball because he took his time over it. You took your time over it, and to do it like that is just amazing.
Yeah, well, it was. I think the half hour finished at 18 minutes past, and that was showing on the clock. So Saul kind of took about 5 minutes to compose himself and before he finally let it go, and then Scully took a very, very nonchalant one-handed catch, and that was it. Brilliant.
And you must have been pleased. You're talking about in there, Chris Schofield did a great job for you this afternoon, didn't he? With a bit of help, I have to say, from the Glamorgan batsman, but he bowled really, really well.
Yeah, he did. Well, I mean, you say with a bit of help, the some of the balls that took wickets weren't the best ones that he bowled, but he bowled so many good ones that he earned the right to take a wicket or two with the long hops or whatever. But you know, that particular dismissal sort of started the ball rolling for us, and you know, all round he was fantastic in this game. He had terrific energy, terrific in the field. You know, bowled really well in the first innings when there wasn't a great deal of help for him, and you know, it's been a terrific debut for him. Very pleased.
The aim this season was always to go straight back up, and you've done that, and you've done it in some style as well, with a couple of games of the season to go.
Yeah, I think the manner in which it was done was important, because a lot of people sort of, you know, we were favourites to go straight back up and blah blah blah, and you know, saying that it was going to be easy and all the rest of it. Well, it's been far from easy. However, I felt that with the quality that we've had at our disposal at times, that if we were going to go up, that we should be able to do it in some style. You know, I'm kind of one of those people that's never happy. So you know, there are still some areas we can improve in. You know, there are certain things that perhaps if we'd be playing against a little bit tougher opposition with some better players, perhaps they'd have made us pay a little bit more. On the whole, obviously I'm delighted, but you know, looking forward perhaps to next year and the first division, which, you know, I certainly don't believe that we're going to be out of our depth or out of range of being able to win it. And so if we do want to push on, if we are going to get back to the days when we're challenging for winning the title, then we're going to have to tighten up on one or two areas. But you know, that's Captain Grumpy speaking.
And finally, I said it to your old man, but I suppose the last thing to do now is just win the title, isn't it, and finish it off in style.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do from the beginning, was to go up and go up as champions. And yeah, there are one or two mathematical permutations to look at, but if we play half decent in the next two games, then I'm sure that's what we'll do.
Brilliant, Butch. Well done today, and well done this season.
Thank you very much. Cheers.